Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
I want you to take a listen to Paul Murphy, the People Before Profit TD for Dublin South West. He was talking in breakfast earlier. He says the Leave and Cert should be scrapped in favour of open access to university.
If you go to a school in an affluent area, you are 10 times more likely to get high points in your Leaving Cert than if you go to school in a disadvantaged area.
Okay.
If you go to school in Dublin 6, you're 99% going to go to third level education.
Okay.
If you go to school in Dublin 10, you're 12%. And nobody can say that that is because kids in affluent areas are smarter. Kids in Dublin 6 are smarter. They're not. Do you know what I mean? We're averaged out across society, regardless of what income group we are coming from. There's a huge class bias in the Leaving Cert. Effectively, it kind of crystallizes societal inequality, educational inequality, which means that young people who may want to go to university aren't able to do it.
Stephen is on the line in Dublin. Stephen, do you agree with Paul Murphy on this?
How's things, Andrea? No, I don't really, to be honest with you. I feel that the Leave and Cert, whether it be the normal Leave and Cert or the LCA, I feel that it kind of keeps young people grounded in their final year in second level. And I think it provides a platform for students that are going to experience certain exams in third level to get a taste of it while they're younger. And also it kind of gives people, I think if people were to go into third level not sitting exams, I think it would be an awful shock for them the first time they were actually put in front of a third level state exam.
The idea though that it kind of creates this level playing field for people that, you know, irrespective of your background or the area you live in, you know, where you grew up, where you went to school. Does Paul Murphy have a point about that?
I think he does have a point to some degree, but at the same time, I mean, I don't think we, not everybody, when they come through the school, through their school lives, not everybody has the same strengths. Everyone has different strengths and weaknesses. And college might not be for everybody. And I think maybe, you know, when you have a point system, certain students will strive because they want to go to college. Other students might look to go into trades and it mightn't be for them. I think if we don't have some sort of a standard, I think you could leave young people in a situation where they don't really know what they want to do, they're to-ing and fro-ing, and then they're going into college courses, and after, say, 6 months, they could be dropping out because it's not for them. I think either education is something you're either into studying, and if you're, that's what you do, and you want to study, or you want to maybe work with your hands and get into the trades and that type of thing. But I think you do need some sort of a standard that has to be reached if you're going to move forward and colleges. I don't think you can just have a free-for-all where everyone can go to college regardless of how much work they did or didn't do in school. I think you have to have some level to say, okay, you're going to be able for this course or you're not going to be able for this course.
Eric is on the line in Limerick. Eric Nelligan is a secondary school teacher. Do you think that does Paul Murphy have a point? Like, should we just focus on this sort of open access to third level education or open access to university instead, Eric?
He has a small point, but mostly I don't think he's correct. It would be very, very hard to keep young people motivated all the way to Leaving Cert if there was no substantial exam at the end. So can you imagine asking an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old to sit there and be good and do your homework and to do the things that people do in school if there wasn't an enticement at the end that would offer them something meaningful? Because students are quite smart. If they're in a class and if it's not an exam subject, they take it. They have a different mentality to what it would be if it wasn't an exam subject. So what we need to decide as a country is, when do we want to have our children or our young adults at that age? When do they have to do an exam that basically allows them to move into a certain field or a certain education direction? So what a number of countries do across Europe is, they have their equivalent of the Leaving Cert, but it's basically pass-fail, that if you reach a certain standard, you can go into third level. And then in third level, they have a generic course in first year. So your last caller there mentioned that Ireland has a high level of dropout. And I think the high level of dropout is down to the fact that Leaving Cert students have to make choices about third level career direction without experiencing what they are. So just use engineering as an example. There's probably about 10 types of engineering, everything from electrical construction to environmental and a pile more. Most second level students don't know the difference between the different varieties of engineering. So how about you have first your generic engineering course in third level, and then after that you specialise in second, third and fourth year and so on. So you still have to do a Leaving Cert. You have to get a certain standard in the Leaving Cert. If you reach a certain standard, you can attend a certain level of third level institution, and then you specialise after that. That would be something I think would work well. But we need to remember that to keep students motivated in school, there has to be something there for them to aim towards. So a Leaving Cert, scrapping the Leaving Cert would not be a good opinion in my 25 years of teaching.
Even despite the stress, the undue stress maybe that it causes students as well?
We have reduced the Junior Cert. The Junior Cert was changed, now called the Junior Cycle, a number of years ago. And a similar number of children are under stress as they were when it was the old Junior Cert. So people and people who have maybe a disposition towards feeling under pressure, they're going to feel it no matter what way the education is, if that makes sense. So if someone is that bit anxious or that bit apprehensive, they're going to feel it anyway, because eventually they're looking at their life and going, I need to kind of figure out what I'm doing or where I'm going. So decisions have to be made. We can't keep young people in education just for the sake of it for the rest of their lives. At some stage, decisions need to be made about, do they leave education? Do they go working? Do they go to third level? Do they get an apprenticeship? So at some stage, decisions need to be made. So we need to ask as a group or as a society, as people, when do we want that decision to be made? And I think making it at the age of 18 is fairly appropriate. Some countries do it earlier. In France and Germany, they get students after their equivalent to the Junior Cert to start making choices. Do they go the third level route or the vocational route? Doing it later, like we're
it's
on about
sort of similar in the north, isn't it? In some respects, to the GCSEs.
Correct, you're right. With the A levels and the O levels and the GCSEs, yes, you're correct. So that's that. There has to be at some stage. There has to be a system in life about where people make decisions and encourage them to make decisions. And we do it at 18 in the Leaving Cert, and I think that's fair. But from a school point of view, if you don't have a Leaving Cert to aim for, it is very hard to keep people, children or young people in education for 6 years in secondary school if there's not something substantial at the end.
Fionnuala's joining us as well, Eric. One of the other points, I suppose, that was touched on by Paul Murphy today, look, it comes up all of the time as well, Fionnuala, and that's, you know, the idea of kind of private education, private school and grinds and additional grind school classes, and whether that creates a kind of an inequality in our education system. Does that matter?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do think, like, I think definitely, I mean, if you can afford to pay for grinds, you're definitely going to do better in school. I know I wouldn't have been a high achiever in school. I would have struggled with learning as a student. And because, well, I wouldn't say my mother could afford it, but she found a way of affording it, and she found a way to afford extra grinds. It was the grinds that got me through my Leaving Cert. It wasn't the school that I went to. No, it wasn't. So, yeah, like, of course, if you can afford to put your children through a better education, your child is going to do better. Absolutely.
This idea of just sort of allowing people, you know, pick whatever course they might like to do in college without any, you know, points or exam, Leaving Certificate to assess whether or not they have the grades to get into it. Is that the right approach?
It's a thought, it's a new idea, and I think what's most important is that we're actually talking about new ideas and ways that are better suiting the student of today and not the student of 20 years ago or 30 years ago. I mean, like, we have a massive school dropout at the moment, you know, because since COVID, and we need to be looking at why we're having that dropout. Students are not, they're not enjoying school, they're not having fun, they're not enjoying learning. Learning is fun, right? How many people do you know that didn't enjoy learning, but they would turn around and they'd say, I liked learning, but I was bored in school. So we need to find a school system that works for the current student. And I do believe that from 16 to 18, students need to be doing experimental learning. They need to be getting their hands dirty. They need to be getting into the subject, not sitting there listening to a teacher go on and on. They're bored. Exactly. You know, they're bored. They've lost the students. So we need to find a school system that works for our students today. So do I think that they can go straight into university? No, we need to be preparing our students. Like, I do think the GCSEs, the A-levels, that is a good system. People are not so keen on it, but we need something that hones in on their specific interests. You know, they want to be, you know, we want students to be skipping into school, enjoying their learning and really getting into it, honing in on those subjects. So by the time they get to university, they're prepared and ready.
Tommy, do you think we should scrap the Leaving Cert in its current format?
Well, look, I think it's some good points, I think, made by the caller so far. So firstly, the idea that you have a certain standard in Leaving Cert to get a certain level of certification, but perhaps that it shouldn't just all be down to pure examination, or that the main body of all the subjects should be down to pure examination. So you're sitting at a desk and you've got to basically memorize everything that you've had over the last 2 years. And if you don't do well in that, well, then you don't get a good result at the end. So I think a hybrid of all of these things that we just mentioned would be good. And I wouldn't be in favor of scrapping the idea necessarily totally. But I mean, I'd be a good example of saying where I don't think I do well in an exam situation per se. I'd be more of somebody who could achieve more highly in a continuous assessment type basis. Now, there are problems with that as well, to be fair, based on research that we may know about up to now. So perhaps a hybrid model where there's more extensive work done on continuous assessment with examination. So it's a more of an evolution of the Leaving Cert rather than full scrapping. In addition to that, I think the idea of, let's say, how you get into a third level institution, I think it could be problematic if you don't have some type of certification or something that verifies whether somebody might be capable or not of a course. But at the moment, for example, our points-driven system and the university system is driven by demand. And so somebody could go into a course where the points are, let's say, really low, but actually the course is really difficult. And so they just...
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Like, it's... Yeah, that's... For me, that's more the area I think we should look at, rather than necessarily scrapping the Leaving Cert, is actually how the points system is allocated.
Yeah, and if you have a more hybrid working model, right, whereby you have, let's say, to a degree, maybe some examination, but also some continuous assessment. Not saying anything is perfect, as some of the callers have said. We need some sort of a standardisation somewhere along the line, right? But it has to be fair for everybody. You can't send somebody to college into any course. And if I want to be a doctor, I don't know if I'll be able for that because I just don't have the memory to retain all that biological information, whatever it might be. You know, you can imagine, right? And so I probably end up dropping out of that. I wouldn't do well in it. Whereas something else might be more suitable to something like myself. So, you know, you have to kind of think about that demand-driven approach. If you had let's say the Royal College of Surgeons, right, they have a degree and nobody applies to it, what are the points going to be for that, right? Or one person applies and they got, I don't know, let's say a lower number of points on average, are they going to be more able or less able for the course? It's harder to tell in that sense, you know. I think it comes back to the idea of thinking of that memory exercise being the core activity to a large degree in the Leaving Cert currently, getting rid of that part.
Anna has got in touch. She says, the Department of Education have no vision. Unfortunately, a lot of teachers don't want change. I work in a school where many children are bored. They're not stimulated at all. The grinds just show you the system is broken. Why are students even doing grinds? Are teachers the issue? Why don't we look at the Finnish system or any other educational system? Look for the best, according to Anna. Another listener says, it's only academics who should study in university. The idea that everybody needs a degree is toxic. In Germany and Finland, it's perfectly respectable to specialise in hands-on careers after your junior cert. And of course, those that don't want more academic careers should be tested before getting a place in university. And this listener says, will you ask Paul Murphy, would he like a surgeon to operate on him without a high-level Leaving Cert? I doubt he'll care what points they got in the Leaving, as long as they manage to complete and pass that medical degree.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.